In the American League, Jackie Bradley Jr. got his first Major League hit and the Boston Red Sox beat New York 7-4 last night to open a season with consecutive wins for the first time since 1999. Elsewhere, the White Sox beat Kansas City 5-2, Texas shut out Houston 4-0, Minnesota trumped Detroit 3-2, Cleveland slid past Toronto 3-2, Tampa Bay outscored Baltimore 8-7, and Oakland cruised past Seattle 6-2. In the National League, Matt Harvey allowed one hit and struck out 10, helping the Mets double up San Diego 8-4. Pittsburgh shut out the Cubs 3-0. Atlanta crushed Philadelphia 9-2. Washington 3, Miami nothing. Colorado defeated Milwaukee 7-3. Arizona won against St. Louis 10-9. And San Francisco bested the Dodgers 5-3. In interleague play, Cincinnati edged ahead of the Angels 5-4. In the NBA, New York topped Atlanta 95-82. Carmelo Anthony scored 40 points. Brooklyn 113, Cleveland 95, Boston outscored Detroit 98-93, Charlotte won against Philadelphia 88-83, Toronto topped Washington 88-78, San Antonio edged ahead of Orlando 98-84, Milwaukee fell to Minnesota 107-98, Denver 113, Utah 96, Houston bested Sacramento 112-102, Memphis topped Portland 94-76, Golden State won against New Orleans 98-88, and the Clippers beat Phoenix 126-101. Checking the NHL, the New York Rangers cruised past Pittsburgh 6-1, and Philadelphia defeated Montreal 5-3. In other sports news, Rutgers has fired basketball coach Mike Rice after a videotape aired showing him shoving, grabbing, and throwing balls at players during practice. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.